Much has been written about the Occupy movement, but a new book takes a different approach, presenting Occupy in the words of those who are most directly involved, occupiers themselves. Drawn from blogs, public statements, reportage and participants' essays, Dreaming in Public, Building the Occupy Movement is a collection of brief writings and analysis outlining the birth and growth of the movement in all its diversity. WBAI's Andrea Sears spoke with Amy Schrager-Lang, a professor of English and Humanities at Syracuse University, and Daniel Lang Levisky, a Brooklyn-based theatre artist and organiser who compiled and edited the book. Lang Levisky says the mainstream media that went to Occupy Wall Street looking for a unified message and politics, as usual, were missing the point.
To me, the importance of Occupy has been that it's a movement of movements, in a very different way than the organizing that was happening 10 years ago, that it's a single space that brings together a wide range of involvements and issues, all of them brought together by the basic understanding that there isn't a way out through current political and economic structures. And that, I think, is the thread that runs through the writing that we've brought together, is that shared understanding, which is as relevant in talking about police violence as it is in talking about access to housing, as it is in talking about dealing with the crisis of debt.
How did your direct participation in Occupy Wall Street shape your thinking about the collection of material?
Well, in part, I think the variety that we both encountered at the encampment and at the various actions we attended was the first clue. We ended up using the working group titles, subtitles in the book, partly as a way of getting at both the permeability of those categories, but also with an eye to trying to capture something of the array of what was going on. And the other part of it was the range of individual interactions with the encampment, so that there were people who were commenting on the difficulties they found there and other people who were imagining what little seeds within that larger group might turn into, and people who were, on the whole, alienated from any form of collective political action, who found themselves caught up in this. And I mean ranging from homeless people, people who were better situated, but just as disaffected.
We could not have put together this collection if we hadn't been participants, because we were reading all of the writing as much to help us understand what we were doing and to help us be participants in the ways that we wanted to, as because they're interesting of themselves.
What is the historical context of Occupy Wall Street so far?
There's, on the one hand, the set of massive popular movements and popular uprisings, both in the Arabic-speaking world, in Spain, in Italy, now in Mexico, and of course in Quebec, that share this approach of open structures, of direct democracy, of horizontal organizing, as an alternative to participating in the existing political systems.
And I would just add that I think for those of us who were shaped by the 60s, that there is another parallel which has to do with older ideas of participatory democracy in SDS and other locations from the 60s, up through the Seattle demonstrations at the end of the 90s, which I think for my generation was not just a moment when we thought, thank God, here come the new ones, but also really required a kind of updating of our thinking about forms of intervention, about forms of dissent, and about processes within the movement.
Amy Schrager-Lang and Daniel Lang-Levski are the editors of Dreaming in Public, Building the Occupy Movement. They spoke with WBAI's Andrea Sears.